Thank you for tuning in to Z-Code Sports Betting Podcast. Let the show begin.
Welcome back to the Z-Code Sports Betting Podcast. Today, we have a special guest who is an expert in Z-Code automated systems and tools. He is going to show you how to choose winning automated systems, what mistakes to avoid, and he will also share his winning portfolio of successful automated systems. So please welcome and meet the one and only Justin.
Hi, Justin. Welcome to the first podcast with us, with you and I.
Oh, thank you, Jake.
Always been with the community for many years now. Could you give me a little background of how you started betting and how much you've developed since the days you started?
Well, originally I was looking for some tipsters and places similar to Z-Code, and through all my research, Z-Code seemed to be very attractive to me because it was a community. Whereas with tipsters, you pay for someone's, you know, plays, and it could work out, but you're not really learning. You're just taking in someone's information and using it, placing a bet, and you're done. And that's what really attracted me to Z-Code, so then I started there, and I haven't looked back, to be honest. So I've been here, I think, since 2016, and I've learned a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes, of course, as one would do in the beginning. Mm. But it's been a learning experience, and I think I'm getting better day by day. And I plan on being involved with the community for the months and years to follow. I think I found a nice home here at Z-Code, and I really feed off the energy of all the other members who are bringing new ideas into the community. So it's good to see all the collaboration and interaction on the wall.
Yeah, so I guess this is something. I guess this is something that you wouldn't be able to develop with a tipster, for example, which is great because Z-Code has all of these different venues of where you can interact with the people that you follow, but you also can develop your own systems going forward, which is great.
Oh, exactly. And with tipsters, of course, you got tipsters in many different sports. So if you picked up several of them, then again, you're paying for their plays for the most part. I'm sure that some of them offer free plays as well, but for the most part, you know, they got to make a living, so they're selling their plays. So that adds up if you want to cover many different sports, right? And that's the beauty of Z-Code. Basically, you pay one price and you get access to all these other people who are based all over the world, and they're very knowledgeable about all the sports all over the world. So yeah, it's a very nice community to be in.
And you've became quite involved in the whole idea of making systems yourself. Over the past few years, I've noticed that you've been very active when it comes to analysis. And I would just want to ask you, what sort of tips do you have on selecting trends based on live betting versus just backtest?
Yeah, that's where I've learned a lot, messing around with the Z-Code Performance Trend Builder, which I think is a great resource. As it contains data, you know, of sports from going back, especially from the MLB from 2006. So you're really diving into a knowledge base there. The thing that I've learned is through creating hundreds of systems myself and seeing out of the gate, once I've created the systems, you know, based on the back test looking amazingly great, and then after 1 week, 1 month, several months, the results are completely opposite. It's frustrating, but you learn that the back test doesn't always indicate that the forward test is going to be the same, right? And one of the main reasons I think for that, especially in my case, when I was creating a lot of my systems way back when, I haven't been creating any systems of late, but you put too many parameters, or I should say too many filters, right? If you put in too many filters, you overfit the back test. So you make the back test look amazingly great, of course, as I've done many a time. And that actually makes your system perform terrible long-term once you have it go live. So I would say that having fewer filters is probably the better way to go. So for anyone who's looking to create an automated system of their own, this is probably the best advice that I can give, is to try and create a high ROI performing system with as few filters as possible.
All right. So that's a great tip for people who are starting off. And I've been getting a lot of questions from people who got the Sports Trader and they don't really understand the whole concept of how to create a successful system. Obviously, the first thing that people generally want to do is when they get the Sports Trader, they go into the automated systems and they're like, oh, I can make something of my own, put my name on it. What advice would you give for them in terms of developing the first system, aside from, just having as little amount of filters as possible?
Well, it's really trial and error. I mean, if you find a system that looks good and you want to copy it or modify it a little bit, right, you're more than welcome to do so. Mm-hmm. But this was told to me by Edis a while back. He's very, as you know, he's very involved in creating automated systems of his own. He probably has the most of anyone here in the community. But he told me that once you create the automated system, you should probably wait a couple months to see how it performs as a forward test, right, in a live environment before wagering any money on it. And unfortunately, I wish I would have had that advice when I first joined Z-Code. Probably would have saved me a whole lot of money. But, you know, you learn through your mistakes. But yeah, that's probably the best advice for people. Even if you're gonna, if a system looks good or a trend looks good, and you want to modify it just a little bit, feel free to do so, of course. But then again, after you modify it, still, I would wait. It depends on how many signals you get, right? If you get like 100 signals a day, then you don't need to wait a couple months, right? You can probably wait a couple days or a couple weeks. But to be on the safe side, right, you want to at least have, I would say at least 20 to 30, signals, qualifying plays already go through your system or your trend in a live environment to see how it performs before you risk any of your hard-earned money on your trend.
All right. So that's a great tip for people starting off.
I know people are anxious. I really know people are anxious that they create a trend and they just want to, I would imagine everyone's pretty confident, right? Because they see the back test and they see the ROI is maybe, like 80%. Oh my God, that's like hitting the lottery, right? Unfortunately, in most cases, that doesn't turn out to be the case. That's why it's better to be very conservative. So yeah, go ahead, make your system and just let it go. And basically, forget about it, right? Forget about it for a couple weeks and then come back and check on it and see how it's performed. And then again, once you see the results come in, if you see it's going completely opposite of what you were anticipating, then you go and you can modify it again. But then again, after you modify it again, wait a couple of weeks. That's why you got it's a long term game here, right?
And obviously these systems are not timeless. I mean, I wouldn't say they are personally. That's my opinion. Obviously, the trends change every year and people tend to stick to the formula, but do you modify it in some sort of way that it becomes accustomed for each year when the season starts? You change some filters or you just let it roll?
It depends on the trend, I think. If your trend is focused on a specific team, yeah, every year it's going to be different, right? Just because the Houston Astros are doing in baseball, Major League, right? Mm. Houston Astros have done very well the past 3-4 years. But 6-7 years ago, they were terrible. So, and who's to say that the Houston Astros in 2-3 years' time are still going to be as good as they are now? I mean, no one knows, right? So if you're dealing with a specific team, yeah, I think that needs to be adjusted on a year-to-year basis. But it really depends on your filters. Mm. Now, if you're dealing specifically with one league, right, like the NBA or MLB as a whole league, then your filters, if you're focused on underdogs, and you have other parameters such as the prediction of the underdog to win is such and such a percent, using Z-Code's internal calculations, then that may not need to be updated, you know, every year. It's really a case-by-case situation, I think.
Mm-hmm. And is it better to follow the systems each pick? As in, would you follow every single pick? Or set a daily goal, for example, and say 5 units, and once you reach it, you are stopping everything and you're not progressing?
Yeah, for me, it depends on the trend. Because, of course, we have systems. And, you know, I don't follow one complete system normally. Because one complete system, if you take one of my systems, it'll have like 100 trends. And there's no way I'm going to follow 100 trends unless all 100 of those trends are profitable. And I can tell you from my own experience, if I have a system with 100 trends, probably 80% of them are not profitable. Maybe even more are not profitable. So it's finding the few that are. So if you're dealing with trends as opposed to systems, then yeah, if it is performing very well, even if it has 100 qualifying plays a day, I would play each and every one. But then again, you have to really dive deep into this, to the trends, because some trends are flat based where the bet size will be 100, right? That's the default. It's $100. Of course, you can bet $10, you can bet $10,000 for your initial bet size. But within the Z-Code Performance and Trend Builder application, that is the default bet size. Now, depending on the trend creator, they will have incorporated progressions. Whereas the first bet's going to be $100, and the second bet's going to be $350, then the third bet's going to be $900, right? And within the Performance Trend Builder, you can have various different types of progression settings that they have. But this is just using this as one example. But if you look at the back test results, and even forward test results, if you can figure out when the specific trend was created, then you can look at the back test results, or I shouldn't say the back test results, you can look at the historical results and figure out, okay, where does the back test end and where does the forward test begin, right? And then going back to a progression, if, you know, the first, the A bet is $100 and the B bet's $350 and the C bet's $900, you can, it's on, you know, the trends page, it's broken down by ROI for each bet size. So if you see that the $100 bet, the A bet, has an ROI of 8%, and you see that the $350 bet, the B bet, has an ROI of 20%, and then you see the C bet, the $900 bet, has an ROI of 50%, well, then again, 50% looks pretty good, so you may want to only focus on the $900 wagers for that specific trend, as opposed to following all the A, B, and C bets, right? So when it's a progression, that's where you have to dive deep into the trends and look at the historical results and see, is this a flat-based system? I mean, not system trend, or is this a progression-based trend? And then if it's a progression-based, look at each, you know, step of the progression to see which dollar amount has the best ROI. And you may just want to focus on those specific selections. So one example, Cyril has created his KISS MLB system, and he has Cubs, Chicago Cubs, but he has it as a progression, whereas the A bet is 100, then the B bet is 350, I think, or 300, and then the C bet's 900. And I was looking at the historical results, and I see that the C bet isn't the $900 wager. It's performing very well, or at least it has in the past, better than the B bet and A bet. So for me personally, I just follow the C bet. So okay. This is just one example.
And when you have multiple systems that you follow and they give conflicting signals, whereas they go against each other, what do you do in that case?
Give you two situations. One situation, if both of the trends signals, right, that are conflicting each other, if both are flat-based, then I personally would not wager on any of them. Sure, if you got one on the favorite, one on the underdog, and the underdog wins, hey, you made a little bit of cash, right? And if the favorite wins, okay, you lost a little bit of cash. You could do that. But in reality, I think it all evens out, and you lose the juice. You know, you'd have to pay to the bookmaker. So for me personally, if both are flat-based systems, I would just skip them both. Now, if they're progression, right, and you have the favorite is a $100 wager and the underdog is $350 wager, I may place both. Just depends on my feeling, I guess. But normally, I do not do progression systems. But, you know, if the situation were to arise, yeah, as giving advice to people, in that case, if both are progression-based, then, yeah, you may want to take a shot and play both. But if both are both, I mean, if both are flat-based at $100 wagers, I would just skip them.
Okay. So what can you do to improve an existing system?
What can you do? Well, that's all just goes into modifying it if you choose to modify it, right? I mean, some systems are good as they are, but of course, if you believe that you can improve it, then by all means, try and improve it. It would be grateful to the community if you can, you know, go off of someone's original work and improve it. I think everyone would be pleased with that. But how you go about doing that, I mean, that's just messing around with the Performance Trend Builder application. Or also, I think some people have the Almanac. I personally do not, but some people do. Or even with the I think you have the KISS back test application as well. You know, Z-Code has several different types of applications that people can use to create various systems of their own, whether it's a KISS-related system or, you know, another system from the Performance and Trend Builder. But as for any tips, it's really just, you just try and mess around with it. And then after Z-Lab uploads it, once again, I would just say sit and wait a couple of weeks to see how it performs. That's really all I can say as for advice, unfortunately.
Okay. And how often do you check for updates in the system?
Well, I follow along with Z-Lab because I think they normally update the systems for people that modify them maybe once or twice a month, right? So if it's modified and I'm following it, then I'll go ahead and take a look and see how it's been modified, if I'm able to dive deep into the settings, because some system creators have their settings private. So in that case, all you can go by is looking at the historical results. But if you don't remember what the historical results were before the system got changed, you kind of have a lot of questions there, right? But if the system is not private, or the trends are not private, all my trends are not private. So people can, you know, copy it and try and make it better. More power to you if you can do it. I'm definitely happy about that, because if they make any of my systems better, I'll gladly follow their systems as opposed to mine. But I know some members, they like to keep their systems private for whatever reasons. And they do, and some of them do have some great trends within their systems that I do follow. But then again, if it gets updated, then I'm kind of lost a little bit. If a system gets updated, what I would do, even in that case, if I was following it before, I would probably then wait a little bit to see how it performs in a live setting, because system could have been performing, let's just say, ROI of 30%, right? And that's pretty good. And then it gets modified, and I look at the historical results. I'm like, whoa, it's up to 50% now. Okay. But then again, if I wait, you know, 1 month, 2 months, it could go completely south, right? I mean, it could just lose every single play for whatever reason. You know, no one knows. It's just that the filters, maybe they implemented too many filters, right? And that's one of the things that I strongly advise, is don't use too many filters. But then again, you know, so if it was performing 30% before and it says 50% based on the historical results, just wait a little bit. Because in 2 months' time, if it performs badly, maybe it drops all the way down to 5%, right? And then you'll be thankful that, okay, good thing I didn't bet on those plays after all. So it's a waiting game. It's a waiting game. That's why what I tend to do, and I'm very thankful for Z-Lab or Z-Code to implement this, is on the top automated systems page. I think it's about maybe a year ago. they had a setting where you can search by all the systems, or at least the top systems, right, by their forward test. And that's a game changer. Because before that, it was only off of the back test, which you could see. But having that with the forward test, yeah, that's a game changer, is that it saves on, because, you know, there's I don't know how many, there's maybe 500 automated systems over the years that people have created. So using that for the it's called based on live signals is the setting on the top systems page. So if you click on that, and then you click on your individual sport or all sports, whatever sport you're interested in looking into, and then you can, you know, filter further by, or you sort, I wouldn't say filter, you sort by, you know, best ROI or best profit or whatnot, then you can have an idea, okay, what's working now, right? I mean, it's nice to know, okay, this system, you know, 2-3 years ago was performing so great based on the back test, but if it's performing at negative 20%, yeah, I don't want to be throwing my money at that, right? Well, that's why what I've done is in the forum, under, I think the topic is ZLab backtest. I don't personally have a page there, but there's an automated top automated systems page or something like that. And I put in a post there based on the based on live signal setting from the top automated systems page. I've gone through many of the top systems. Based on ROI. For me, most important is ROI. I don't really care about the profit because when you look at the profit, a lot of those are incorporated in progression-based systems. And some of these progression-based systems are wagering, you know, not $900, but like thousands of dollars. And that's going to throw off the profit for a lot of the systems. So I look at it based on ROI, and then I dive in further. And then based on that, I have personally selected, I don't know, maybe 20, 30, 40 trends. And I put them up there on the page for people to take a look at. And they can follow all of them. They can follow some of them. They don't have to follow any of them. But at least I think it's a time saver for some people who are new here, or even those that aren't new here but are interested in maybe, you know, looking at automated systems. Because, I mean, picks on the wall, of course. Everyone's got a pick on the wall, and you got hundreds of picks every day. But then again, it may not be easy for some people to follow. Right, based on their time schedule. So if you have an automated system where you just sit back and you wait for the qualifying plays to come across your browser, or if you have push notifications set up across, you know, on your mobile, then it's easy for you to receive the play and then go to your bookmaker and place the bet. Right. So I would recommend anybody who's interested in learning a little bit more about what automated systems are performing well now. Of course, it could change, but this is based on my personal research up to now, is to go into the forum under the back test topic and look for the automated systems page, and then and then look for my post.
All right, so now we know where it is. And that's a funny question to ask, actually. But as you know, when people join, they want to follow everything. And in your opinion, what is the ideal amount of systems to follow? Obviously, that depends on the bankroll you have as well, I think. But I would love to hear your personal opinion on this.
Yeah, as for systems, I it's actually trends, right? Because you can follow. I think most important systems, as opposed to systems, trends. So for trends, yeah, of course, as you said, it depends on your bankroll. But then again, it depends on how many qualifying plays each trend has. Right? I could follow 100 trends that are within maybe 10 systems. But if each trend has one qualifying play a year, well, then that's not so much. So it really just depends on how many qualifying plays you're going to get. That's why what I would recommend people, if they're going to follow a trend, is to go and look at the historical results, and you can kind of get an idea about, okay, how many plays am I going to have a month, right? And based off of that, you can decide on how many trends you'd like to follow. A lot of the trends that I have in that forum topic a lot of them have less than, I would say, 10 qualifying plays a month. Some of them have only a few plays a year. And that's fine for me if they're high ROI. That's what I'm looking for, right? I'm looking for high ROI. I mean, obviously, the more plays, the better if I have a high ROI. So that's what I would say. And then go from there. And then again, if you have one particular trend and it's giving you 20 qualifying plays a day, then it may be good just to dedicate one specific bankroll for that trend, right? So it's really everyone's personal feeling about that. But I'd say it really depends on how many qualifying plays you're going to get per month or per day. You have to really dive into each trend and see, based on the past, how many you've had, and then go from there.
All right. So generally, I mean, you already mentioned this, but just to go in a bit deeper about it, some people join in the middle of the season, some people join a few weeks after the season started, some people join before. Obviously, when is a good time to start following a system, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'd say there really isn't a bad time. I think any time is a good time. Then again, I mean, if you really, yeah, it's really, yeah. All I can say is go based on how the automated trend has been performing in a live test, you know, in a live environment. If you can go based on that, it doesn't matter if you're starting at the beginning of the season or end of the season. End of the season, you know, if you only get one or two qualifying plays and then it finishes, okay, then you just remember for next season, right? And you start off then and take it from there. But then again, as everyone knows, you know, just because the system performed well this year doesn't mean it's going to perform well next year. We'd all love to believe that, but unfortunately that isn't the case. But then again, if you've got several, if you're looking at, you know, the historical results and it's been pretty consistent, right? So say 3 years ago, the ROI for one complete season, the ROI was maybe 15%. Okay. And then 2 years ago, the ROI was 20%. Okay. And then last year, the ROI was 10%. Okay. But if you know that all three of these seasons are actually not back test results, they're actually forward test results, then that gives you a lot of confidence going forward. And you can say, okay, so in a live environment for the past 3 years, it's basically averaged an ROI at 15%, right? So I can probably guess that next year it's at least going to be between 10% and 20%. So, I mean, that's what I would, you know, say to people who are maybe a little bit, you know, confused, or, you know, they got questions about when they should start to follow a system.
Yeah, that's a very common question as well, isn't it? Especially from new people.
Yeah.
So this is a funny one, because it's very common amongst the automated ones, not so much common amongst the human systems, but progressions versus flat betting, which is better to start with for you personally, for example?
Well, for me in general, I don't do progression. I've dabbled with it, and I see a lot of, you know, and it can be very profitable. Of course, that's why a lot of people incorporate progression-based systems or trends or whatnot or into their arsenal, their betting arsenal, I should say. But for me personally, I like the flat bet approach. It's just a little bit, how can I say, more stable for me personal preference. Then again, as I've said a little bit earlier in this recording, if I look at a specific trend, such as Cyril's MLB kiss and taking the Chicago Cubs trend, that the $900 wager, his C-bet, the way his trend is set up, has performed very well. I'll then, of that progression-based system, I will just focus on that specific qualifying play when it's a $900 play, and I'll just flat bet it. You know, so if my one-unit wager is $100, I'll just bet $100. If my standard wager size is $10, then I'll bet $10, right? So for anyone who's got an automated trend that's progression-based, yeah, I'll dive into the individual bet sizes and see how their ROI is. And then I'll make a decision based on that, whether I want to focus on just one of the bet sizes or all of them. Then again, if let's just say Cyril's Chicago trend, let's just say the $100 size wager, $350 and the $900 were all had high ROI, right? Say they're all about 30% each. Then I would just flat bet all of them, me personally, right? Some people would just do the progression as it's stated per the automated trend. But for me personally, I would just flat bet all as $100 or $10 or $10,000, whatever my, you know, initial bet size is. And again, for, you know, it's a personal preference, I'd say, for people. So people want to dabble in progressions. One idea, you know, is just paper bet it for a little bit and see what it's like. Or if you want to have some skin in the game, you know, bet it $1. And then, so if $100 bet size, make yours $1. And then $350, make yours $3.50. And then $900, make yours $9. And just test it out for a while to see how you feel about when you get a lot of C bets. And if you lose the C bet, to see how you feel afterwards, you know. That's how I recommend for people who are getting new, who are new to progression betting. Because when you're seeing, you know, progression betting, if you hit your C bet, of course, yeah, you could win at like a 90% rate. But the 10% that you lose, you know, depending on how much you're wagering, if it's not a C bet, maybe you're doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I don't know, right? But if you lose those 10%, yeah, that could damage you. So you just got to be aware about that. You may win 90%, but if you lose that 10%, overall, maybe your ROI is negative, right? Or your ROI is just positive, you know, 2, 3%. Now, for some people, maybe 2, 3% is nice. I don't know. Depends on your personal feeling. But then again, if you win 90%, but then that, let's say F bet or G bet or whatever, if you lose that and you end up having a negative ROI overall, well, you put in all that work for basically nothing, right? So that's a little bit frustrating.
Yeah. When it comes to your personal portfolio, what's your main criteria for selecting a system or automated system?
Main criteria for me is ROI based on live signals. So it's the forward test. That's all I care about. I could care less if the back test is negative 100%. If the forward test is positive 50% for the ROI, right? Yeah, so for me, that's the criteria I look at. Because through my personal trial and error of creating hundreds of systems, I would say that, yeah, more than 90% are not performing well. If they're profitable, of those 90%, they're barely profitable. And a lot of them are negative. It's finding those 10% or 5% that are really profitable and following those. So that's what I learned through my years of creating a lot of systems and through all the other members who have been kind enough to create systems and have them shared with the Z-Code community. So I don't follow only my systems. Of course, I follow some, and there's some of my systems I don't follow at all because none of the trends within those systems are performing up to my standard. So why would I follow it, right? Just because my name is on it? No, I don't care about that. So if you created a system, right, or a trend, or you had 10 trends, and 9 of those 10 trends are really profitable, then you rest assured that I'll be following those 9 trends.
When it comes to your personal systems, what are you working on right now? And yeah, tell us about the systems that you're running at the moment.
Are you referring to the automated systems?
Let's talk about both. Automated and non-automated then.
Well, for the automated, I'm not working on any new automated systems right now. I'm basically got of the automated systems and the trends within those systems that I've posted about in the forum topic. There's a good 30, 40, right? So people can look at that. And I'm following several of those personally. So I think I got my hands full enough with that. That's another thing. Everything has to be in relation to your bankroll as well. If you want to follow, you know, 20, 30 systems, but if they're having, as I said, you know, 10 qualifying plays a day, well, you're gonna be pretty busy and you best be, you know, ready to have that bankroll for taking on all those wagers. So, you know, some people will just be happy with one automated trend, even if it has one play a day, right? So it just really depends on how much time and effort you want to devote to placing wagers as well. It's not always the case that the more you put in, the better off you will be. Sometimes less is more. You know, fellow member Dan has his one win a day concept. So you don't have to play, you know, 300 games a day. Put too much risk on the table, right? It's all relevant to your bankroll, of course. Of course, if your bet size is $1, then maybe playing 300 games a day is fine. But if your bet size is you know, $5,000, and you don't have you know, $5 million bankroll, yeah, then maybe playing 300 games is a little bit too much, right? So for the automated systems, there's really nothing I'm working on at this point in time. I'm basically just monitoring all the other members who are kind enough to share their automated systems, seeing if any of their automated systems and the trends within those systems are profitable. And I'll be happy to jump on the bandwagon and follow those trends. Now, aside from the automated systems, personally, I mean, I don't share a lot on the wall. I may, if I find something, of course, that has value to share. But I'm still going through a lot of testing of various things on my own. And some things I'm dabbling with are quarters in NBA and WNBA basketball. So that's a little bit what I'm working on now. More specifically, when I say quarters, I'm talking about the second half. So you got the third quarter and the fourth quarter and the end of game result. So the thing I like about this particular system that I'm dabbling with right now is you already have, you know, the first half of the game under your belt, and you can see how the teams have performed in relation to the point spreads and the money line prior to the game starting. And then you can go from there and place a wager during the second half. So this is something that I'm putting a lot of effort and energy into. Uh-huh. And similar to NBA and WNBA, because of four quarters, I'm also dabbling with Aussie rules football, because it's also four quarters. So the same concept applies.
And you're always engulfed in the whole idea of statistical analysis as well.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of historical information at my disposal, but same thing with the performance and trend builder, just because the back test says it's performing at, you know, ROI of 30%. Doesn't mean that it's going to do that in the forward test. And same thing with a lot of things I've messed around with. But, you know, you keep messing around, and soon enough you're going to strike gold, right? So I think I'm getting close. And once I think I have something that I think is gold, I'll be more than willing to share it with the community.
Awesome, Justin. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Best of luck with your systems.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, we'll see you on the wall.
Yes, I'll be in the background. But yes, if anyone wants to shout out to me, I'll be glad to respond on the wall.
Thank you so much for your time. And
all right,
I wish you best of luck as well. And have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Justin. Take care.
Thank you for listening to our Z-Code Sports Betting Podcast, where insider systems, secrets, and tools are revealed to help you win on sports betting. If you have a comment or question, make sure to visit us at www.zcodesystem.com. Download our free sports prediction tools and join our VIP club to follow winning systems from people who make a living betting sports professionally. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. See you next time.